My name is Zhang Shihuang. I'm a research professor working for the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences.
How important is today's MOU signing for agriculture in China?
You mean the MOU? Yeah, I think it's very important. Both China and America possess plenty of resources in terms of maize industry, especially in seed industry. But there are a lot of difference between China and USA. But I notice that our two parties, means China Seed Association and ASTA. I think we can complementary in many areas. For example, most of the seed companies are very young in China, compared with American seed industry. So most of the scientists and managers are quite young, you can see now, with the exception of me only. So you can see only my hair is white, but others quite young. So I think we should continue the cooperation based on the MOU. So for example, next year we want to send groups of young scientists to visit American seed companies. Also, we can send the young managers from domestic companies to be trained in America. For example, we can send them to Pioneer, Monsanto, or Iowa State University. There is a very excellent seed science center. So we can send our young people to be trained here. Also, we want to invite American partners go to China. Yeah, I think especially the people from the little companies such as Latham, Stein, Tim Johnson, Illinois Foundation says. So we will invite many American people, means maize people, to visit China. So I think we can strengthen the cooperation, especially we want to invite American seed companies to go to China and invest in joint ventures, develop inbred lines and hybrids domestically in China. Because, some seed companies send a lot of germplasm to be tested in China. But it's very hard. It's very hard. So I suggest American companies can go to China and cooperate with domestic companies to invest in joint ventures in China. Okay? Develop inbred lines and hybrids. Also produce the hybrids and marketing in China.
Where would you like, or what are the challenges that you see on the Chinese side of production agriculture?
I think the first challenge is germplasm. Maize is the exotic crop in China. It was introduced into China for only 500 years. So we do not have enough germplasm, especially the commercial germplasm. So I think the first challenge is germplasm. We hope the American germplasm, I hope the American companies can send germplasm, especially the modern germplasm, to China, and cooperate with domestic germplasm, develop inbred lines and hybrids, in China. Yeah. So I think this is the first challenge. Another thing is breeding technology. So we want to introduce modern technology used in hybrid breeding, such as molecular marker-assisted breeding. In your words, means genetics knowledge. Another thing is, I think, the management technology. You know, some years ago, all the companies were state-owned companies. But currently, after the constitutional reformation, so more and more private companies grows up in China. So I think most of the managers, they should learn the new knowledge from American companies. So I think the third challenge is management science. Another one I think is personnel. I mean, just as I mentioned, most of the scientists and managers are quite young. So we want to promote the personnel exchange. And especially we can send our young people to be trained in America. Okay? So I think maybe...